It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne. A new international all-news channel goes on the air next week. It's called France 24, or in English, France 24. And that's the point. The state-run French channel will broadcast in three languages, including English, and it's an attempt by the government to boost the French image and its influence in the world. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
It's a week before launch. The staff of the English language channel at France 24 is rehearsing a newscast. They've been doing this several times a day since the beginning of October, trying to iron out the kinks in one of the French government's most audacious political experiments in recent years.
Let's go live now to the Vatican Embassy in Ankara, where the head of the Vatican is receiving all of the foreign members. All right, we'll be going there in a moment.
France 24 starts broadcasting tomorrow with two 24-hour news channels, one entirely in French and the other almost completely in English. There will also be a website and a third channel sometime next summer in Arabic. It's the brainchild of French President Jacques Chirac and his Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin.
Monsieur le Président, Monsieur le Secrétaire Général.
The idea of a French-based channel was hatched shortly after the United States and Britain invaded Iraq. As the French foreign minister, Villepin argued against the war at the United Nations. But when the war went ahead, France felt it hadn't been heard. So the government set aside 80 million euro a year to try to get the French point of view across.
France 24, international world news, 24 hours a day. Welcome to France 24.
So far, France 24 sounds an awful lot like the channels it hopes to provide an alternative to, CNN and BBC World.
France 24 questions, confronts, testifies, analyzes.
There's the usual news bulletin every half hour, weather reports, talk shows, and two business programs. But Jean Lussier says viewers will notice the difference. He's the executive producer in charge of news magazines and talk shows.
This may sound a little bit arrogant, but Anglo-Saxon and Arabic channels are a little more self-centered than France 24 will be. France has always been a country where people have loved arguing and debating about all kinds of issues, maybe more than other countries. So France 24 will try to be the reflection of those debates that make up the French society.
Lussierre says he doubts much would have changed if the French channel had existed before the war in Iraq started. But he says the debate might have been more balanced because people would have heard different points of view.
I would say it's a bad answer to a good question.
Jean-Louis Masika is a French media analyst. He agrees that the European point of view is often ignored in the rest of the world and that France is right to try to find a way to increase its political influence. But he doubts the channel can survive. He says the market is already saturated and it's too late to start something new.
So if you create your new business in 2006, it means that you will be operational in 2016. And at that time, internet will be the king.
But at France 24, rehearsals are continuing. And Lussier, echoing the French philosopher Descartes, says that for now, he has only one measure of success.
Being on the air is a success already. I mean, existing is a success. It's a big success.
What many see as a fence-mending exercise with Islam that has thus...
For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.